Hi, Mirza Shem Yisbarach, Kinyin 48, the last Kinyin, Omer Dabar B'Shem Omer, maybe Gula Leolam. That if you say Torah in the name of the person who actually said it, you're maybe Geula Leolam. Why is this one of the Kinyane Torah? What does this have anything to do with assisting one's acquisition of Torah? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner points out the absolutely incredible idea. As we know from the Abarbanel, which we mentioned before, this section, the last 12 Kinyanei Torah, is specifically referring to those G'dayle Hador Miyuchad V'Dayra, those who are already on the level of learning, accomplishing, and maintaining, and they want to now get to the ultimate highest levels of learning. And therefore, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, as we see consistently throughout Shas, this is Rav L'shitasei and Shmuel L'shitasei, that people say things according to their general understanding. And if you have an appreciation of Dabar B'Shem Omro, if you understand that this is the Rashba L'shitasei, you're able to have a greater, deeper appreciation, understanding of the Torah as it's being presented to you. In other words, you can look at the machlokas as a very local issue. You could see the machlokas as something that's only here and now, as the opinions presented in front of you, something that's very local and very focused. However, somebody was tapped in and understands Omer Dabar B'Shem Omro, maybe Geula Leolam, he's able to understand the Torah in a much more complete way. But obviously, this is only for somebody who's a Talmid Miyuchad, is the Lashon of Abarbanel. This is only for somebody who's holding on that level of the Gedolei Hador, who's holding on that level as a deep appreciation, understanding of Kol HaTorah Kula, and is able to make those connections from one to the other, who's able to make those comparisons. There's a famous story about the Rogachover, that in the late 1800s, there was a man who mentioned, he said he found the manuscripts on the Yerushalmi on Kachin. Found the manuscripts of the Yerushalmi on Kachin, was very excited. There in the Matera was very excited for this tremendous, tremendous Metziah, something that they hadn't had for thousands of years, literally, since the time of the destruction of Yerushalayim, of the northern Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah being focused in Bavel in the 300s, 400s, they literally did not have a manuscript of the Yerushalmi on Kachim, and he said he had found in Organiza somewhere the Yerushalmi on Kachim. And he brought it around to many of the Gedolei Hador, and they were very excited, very ecstatic, but people were nervous. Where has it been until now? He brought it to the Rogachover Goyin, the famous Goyin in Dvinsk, and he presented it to him, the manuscript of the Yerushalmi on Kachin. And the Rogachover and his Ga'inis, he was called Ga'in for a reason, learned through the entire thing, and quickly, very quickly, yelled out that this is a forgery. This is 100% a forgery. It's impossible that this is a real manuscript of the Yerushalmi on Kachin. It doesn't exist. It's a forgery. And they asked him, how do you know that it's a forgery? How did you uncover that? How did you decipher that? He said, I'll tell you two ways that I uncovered it, two ways I understood that. He said, first of all, every single Masechta in Shas has one Amora, has an opinion from an Amora that's not found in any other Masechta in Shas. And he went through all of Shas, he went through the Yerushalmi on Kachin, and he says they are very accurate. He did a good job. But guess what? There's no new Amoraim in the entire Yerushalmi on Kachin. There's no new Amoraim. So it's impossible that that's accurate. He goes, every single Masechta has one Amora that's only found in this Masechta. But when you go through the entire manuscript that he presented to me, there's no unique Amoraim. So that's the first way. He says, second of all, I had a tremendous raya. I had a tremendous raya. He said, if I'm not mistaken, there's a mention of Rav Simloi. And he said, if you look through and understand Rav Simloi Shita, and he listed off Mar Mekomos from 17 different places in Shas, He says that it's impossible that Rav Simloi would have said this in Maseches Vach. So accordingly, the Rakachover was able to prove that it was a forgery. In Taka, the man came out and he admitted that the whole thing was a forgery. He was a tremendous genius, and he was able to write a very accurate forgery. But it took a greater genius, somebody who is Omer Dover B'Shem Omro, where the opinion mattered. It wasn't just another Shita, but it was Rav Simloi's Shita. It was Rav Yochanan's Shita. It was Rish Lakish. It meant something to him. So that's one way that Omer Dover B'Shem Omro is necessary and important in the Kinyanei HaTorah. However, to take it one step further, something more practical for all of us, there's a Yerushalmi in Shkolim. The Yerushalmi in Shkolim says, Rav Gidol Omer, Ha'omer Shemua B'Shem Omro, somebody who says over a teaching in the name of the one who taught it, Yira Bala Shemua Kilo Omer Lenegdo. He should see as if the person who delivered the statement, the teacher is standing in front of him, Shneemar, Ach B'Tzilo Mihisalech Ish. That you're in the shadow, you're walking in the shadow of the individual. And explains the Karbon Aedah, one of the main Perushim on the Yerushalmi, Yira Bal Shmua Kilo Ome the Negdo, Sha'al Yedei Kain, through this, Yagir Adover Alofano, you'll say it correctly. The Iker Halimon Merabo Berias Panim, because the main way you learn from the Rabbi is from seeing him, Shanem, Dechsev, Ayu Enecha Reises Merech. Famously, Rav Hutner used to tell us Talmidim, says you could say any of my Torah, you want to say over my Torah, b'simcha, no problem, say over any of my Torah, but do me a favor, don't say it over in my name, because no one says it over accurately. In other words, the Yushalmi's teaching, you want to know how to make sure you understand it correctly and you say it over correctly. Look as if you should look in your mind's eye. You should imagine that your Rebbe is standing in front of you and he's about to correct you if you say it falsely. You'll be much more careful. You'll be much more medayek with your words to ensure that you're not just saying something off the cuff. You'll make sure you're saying it accurately. You'll make sure that what you are saying in the Rebbe's name is something exactly as he said it. Yerushalmi is telling you, you want to be kind of tired, Oymer Dover B'Shem Oymer, look as if he's standing in front of you, so you will be able to understand it, and you'll be able to accurately portray it and deliver it, and maintain that Messiah, maintain that link, and maintain that connection forever. We'll stop with that for today. Mir Tashem, next time, we'll finish with a little bit of a deeper and more in-depth understanding why Oymer Dover B'Shem Oymer is maybe Gulul Oylam, and why it's the last of the 48 Kinyanei Torah, and not just another one in the list, but perhaps the Ma'asev Kol HaMachanos, the one that wraps it all up, the one that brings it all home.